All right, so let's jump into this deep dive, and we're talking latex fashion. And we're going to be focusing on Maura Higgins and that latex dress she wore to the MAC event in
Oh
London.
yeah, that was quite the statement, was it?
Yeah, and it got me thinking about the whole world of latex and how it's being used, as a way to express yourself.
It's interesting, right? Like, it's definitely not your everyday fabric.
Right. It's not like cotton or denim or something,
Exactly. And it has a kind of a history,
Oh, for sure. So for those who maybe aren't as familiar with Maura Higgins, she first kind of came on the scene with, reality TV, Love Island, I'm a Celebrity, those types of shows. And she's kind of become this fashion icon in a way, and latex is becoming a bigger and bigger part of her wardrobe.
It's true. And we've seen her in latex a few times recently, like that Lissa Poppy outfit at the National Television Awards. And then there was that Maxim magazine cover where she was also in latex. So it's definitely a trend for her.
So this MAC event is just another example of that.
And it's especially interesting because of what the EMACT event was all about, right?
Oh yeah, so fill me in on that. Well, what was the whole point of the event?
It was for their hashtag EMACT Nude campaign, which is all about being your most authentic self.
Yeah.
You know,
Oh, I see.
embracing who you are and expressing it.
Okay, and so how does latex fit into that?
Well, I think some people might see latex as a bit risque, you know. So for someone like Moro to wear it to an event that's celebrating individuality, it's definitely a statement.
Yeah, it's like she's saying, I'm not afraid to be bold, you know?
Exactly. It's a way of pushing boundaries and challenging expectations.
So tell me more about this specific dress that she wore.
Oh, it was amazing. So it was this nude-colored latex dress. It was the sleeveless joy dress by Atsuko Kudo.
I've heard of them. They're like the big name in latex, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're known for making really high-end latex clothing, and this dress, it hugged her figure like you wouldn't believe.
It sounds pretty incredible.
Oh, she completed the look with some nude stilettos too.
Wow, so a full latex ensemble.
Yeah, she went all out.
And her stylist, Carl Willett, he's the one who put this whole look together, right?
Yep, Karl Willett's a pretty big name himself.
Yeah.
You know, he styles a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, so it's not like some random fashion choice. This was a very deliberate decision to put her in latex.
And to really make a statement. And it worked, you know.
Oh, yeah, people are still talking about it.
Oh, absolutely. And Willett even posted pictures of her from the event on his Instagram. And those pictures were taken by Rebecca Spencer, who's a really famous photographer.
So it was all very carefully orchestrated.
Oh, yeah, like a whole team effort to create this image.
It's interesting because we're seeing other celebrities kind of experimenting with this bold, look too.
Yeah, like Julia Fox comes to mind. She's not afraid to push the boundaries of fashion either.
And it kind of feels like a rejection of those like conventional beauty standards,
Yeah, totally. It's like they're saying you don't have to fit into this box. You can be beautiful and sexy and confident in whatever way feels true to you.
Yeah, and latex is definitely a way to stand out.
For sure, it's not a material that blends into the background.
So what do you think is driving this trend, this whole embracing of latex and pushing those boundaries?
I think it's part of a bigger cultural shift, you know, towards body positivity and individuality.
Like people are just more comfortable being themselves these days.
Yeah, and latex, which was once kind of, you know, pushed to the side, is now being seen as a way to celebrate those things.
It's like it's being reclaimed in a way.
Exactly. It's no longer just about shock value. It's about owning your sensuality and saying, this is who I am.
I love that.
It's a really powerful message.
So latex has this really long history, right? But it wasn't always seen this way.
Right, definitely not. And that's actually a really interesting part of the story.
Yeah, so let's dive into that. Where did this all begin with latex and fashion?
Well, it all started in a pretty unexpected place, actually, the medical field.
Really? Hospitals and latex?
Yep. In the early 1900s, latex was mostly used for things like surgical gloves and catheters because it's so stretchy and it doesn't let things through.
So how did it go from like medical equipment to fashion?
Well, that's a story for after the break.
All right, sounds good. We'll be right back to continue our deep dive into the world of latex fashion.
So we left off talking about latex's surprising start in the medical world.
Yeah, hospitals and doctors, not exactly the first thing that comes to mind when you think of high fashion.
Right. But it makes sense when you think about it. Latex is really stretchy and waterproof, which made it perfect for things like gloves and catheters back in the day.
Okay, so that's the early 1900s, but how did we get from there to latex dresses and catsuits?
Well, fashion designers are always looking for new and interesting materials to work with,
I
right?
guess so, yeah.
So in the mid-20th century, you start to see designers experimenting with latex. They were drawn to its smooth texture and how it could create these really tight-fitting silhouettes.
Ah, so that kind of futuristic look that latex has.
Exactly. And as the techniques for working with latex got better, the garments became more refined, and they started showing up in films and on stage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like those classic images of Catwoman or Emma Peel in those skin-tight black outfits.
Exactly. Those pop culture moments really helped to shape how people saw latex.
It gave it that kind of mysterious and alluring vibe.
Right. But even then, latex was still pretty niche.
Like, it was associated with certain subcultures and fetish wear.
Yeah, for a long time, low-tex was mostly embraced by people who were comfortable pushing boundaries and challenging social norms.
Like, it was a symbol of rebellion and non-conformity.
Exactly, especially within punk and goth subcultures.
So it was a way for people to express their individuality and say, hey, we're different.
Exactly. Latex provided a visual language for those who felt like they didn't fit in with the mainstream.
It's interesting how certain materials become associated with specific groups of people.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like leather with bikers or denim with rebels.
It shows how powerful clothing can be as a way of communicating who you are and what you believe in.
Right. And with latex, that message was often about pushing boundaries and embracing a more sensual and provocative aesthetic.
Which is probably why it was so controversial for so long.
Yeah, definitely. But now we're seeing a real shift towards greater acceptance of latex in mainstream fashion.
Like, it's not just for those subcultures anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. So what do you think is driving this change?
I think social media has played a big role.
How so?
Well, it allows people to express themselves more freely and connect with others who share their interests, no matter how niche those interests might be.
So people can explore alternative styles without fear of judgment.
Exactly. And it's also given rise to a new generation of designers and influencers who are championing latex and using it in really creative ways.
Like we talked about Atsuko Kudo earlier, but are there any other designers or brands that have been important in bringing latex to a wider audience?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. There's Vex Clothing, known for their bright and colorful latex pieces. And then there's Latex 101, a UK brand that makes everyday latex clothes like shirts and skirts.
So it's not just about those super sexy outfits anymore.
Right. It's becoming more wearable and accessible.
It's amazing to see how far latex has come, you know, from those early medical uses to the runways and red carpets.
It really shows how fashion is constantly evolving.
And how our tastes are changing, too.
This growing popularity of latex, it feels like more than just a trend.
I agree. It seems like it's part of a larger cultural shift towards self-expression and celebrating individuality.
Like people are more comfortable embracing their bodies and their sensuality.
Exactly. And latex, with its history of challenging norms, becomes a symbol of that movement towards self-acceptance.
It's a reminder that fashion can be a powerful tool for self-discovery and empowerment.
Absolutely. And by choosing to wear latex, you're making a statement not just about your style, but about your values.
It's about being confident and authentic, regardless of what society might expect of you.
So how does this newfound acceptance of latex connect back to the message of that MBAC campaign?
You mean the whole idea of embracing your boldest, most authentic self? Well, I think what we're seeing with latex and celebrities like Maura Higgins is a rejection of the idea that there's only one way to be beautiful or to express yourself.
It's about breaking down those narrow definitions of beauty.
And embracing a more inclusive and diverse range of styles.
Precisely. And latex, with its history of pushing boundaries, becomes a symbol of that movement towards self-acceptance.
It reminds us that fashion can be a way to challenge the status quo and advocate for greater inclusivity.
And that's really what this whole deep dive has been about, exploring how clothing, and especially latex, can be a form of self-expression and empowerment.
It's about finding what makes you feel confident and authentic and sharing that with the world.
Exactly. So as we wrap up our exploration of latex, I want to leave our listeners with a question to think about.
Okay, I'm listening.
How does fashion, and especially a material like latex, empower us to express ourselves and challenge those conventional norms?
That's a great question. It makes you think about why certain things are seen as acceptable while others are not.
And how those perceptions can change over time.
It's a reminder that fashion can be a powerful tool for social change.
So as we conclude our deep dive, we encourage you to keep questioning, exploring, and embracing your own unique forms of self-expression.
And maybe even try a little latex yourself.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
All right, so we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into latex and all its, you know, complexities.
It's been a fascinating journey, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
From hospitals to high fashion, who knew?
Right. It's amazing how one material can have such a, you know, varied history and meaning.
And it's not over yet. I mean, latex is still evolving as a fashion statement.
For sure. So as we kind of come to the end of our exploration here, I'm curious, is there anything you want to leave our listeners with, like a final thought or question to ponder?
Yeah, definitely. I think the big question that keeps coming up for me is, you know, how does fashion, especially something like latex, empower us to express ourselves and challenge those, you know, conventional norms?
It's a good question, and it's something we've touched on throughout this whole deep dive.
Right. Like, we've seen how latex has gone from this taboo thing to a symbol of, you know, boldness and individuality.
But what is it about latex specifically that allows people to step outside those comfort zones and embrace their true selves, you know?
Is it that skin-tight fit?
Mm-hmm.
Or the shine? Or maybe it's the association with those subcultures and that kind of rebellious spirit.
Yeah, it's probably a combination of all those things, right?
I think so. And it makes you wonder about how this all connects to other forms of self-expression, too.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, think about art or music or even the way we decorate our homes. You know, are there similar threads that link these different ways we express ourselves?
It's interesting to think about how those things might influence each other.
And it also makes you think about the role of society in all this. You know,
like how society shapes our perceptions of what's acceptable and what's not.
Exactly. And latex, with its history of pushing those boundaries, really forces us to confront those societal norms and ask those tough questions.
Like, why are certain things seen as appropriate while others are not? And who gets to decide that?
Right. And it reminds us that fashion can be a really powerful tool for challenging the status quo and pushing for greater acceptance and inclusivity.
So ultimately, this deep dive has been about more than just latex. It's about self-discovery and empowerment.
Exactly. It's about finding what makes you feel confident and authentic and expressing that to the world, you know,
regardless of what anyone else might think or say.
So as we wrap up our exploration of latex and its journey through fashion, I want to encourage everyone listening to keep questioning, exploring, and embracing those unique forms of self-expression.
And maybe even try a little latex. Who knows?
Until next time, keep diving deep.
And thanks for joining us.